Section 13, This Generation Shall Have My Word Through You. Reading Assignment. The scriptures listed in the following questions and in the Scripture Chain Bible Dictionary, Joseph Smith Translation, 717, are Heritage, pages 23 through 25, 41, and 58. Joseph Smith's role in restoring and receiving the Lord's Word was foretold on several occasions. What prophecies are found in Moses chapter 1, verses 40 and 41, and 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 11 through 15? What scriptures have come to us through the prophet Joseph Smith? Identify some plain and precious doctrines of the gospel that were restored through the prophet Joseph Smith. See the following scripture chain. Scripture chain, doctrines and practices restored through Joseph Smith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 through 25, Melchizedek priesthood. Section 88, verses 15 through 24, three kingdoms of glory. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 112. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 29, premortal existence. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 23, 33, and 35. Apostles and Prophets. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 37 through 42, temples. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 16 through 18, baptism for the dead. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22, the Godhead. Scriptures relating to topic number 13. Moses chapter 1, verses 40 and 41. 40. And now, Moses, my son, I will speak unto thee concerning this earth upon which thou standest, and thou shalt write the things which I shall speak. 41. And in a day when the children of men shall esteem my words as naught, and take many of them from the book which thou shalt write, behold, I will raise up another like unto thee, and they shall be had again among the children of men, among as many as shall believe. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. 11. But a seer I will raise up out of the fruit of thy loins, and unto him will I give power to bring forth my word unto the seed of thy loins, and not to the bringing forth my word only, saith the Lord, but to the convincing them of my word which shall have already gone forth among them. 12. Wherefore the fruit of thy loins shall write, and the fruit of the loins of Judah shall write, and that which shall be written by the fruit of thy loins, and also that which shall be written by the fruit of the loins of Judah, shall grow together unto the confounding of false doctrines and laying down of contentions, and establishing peace among the fruit of thy loins, and bringing them to the knowledge of their fathers in the latter days, and also to the knowledge of my covenant, saith the Lord. 13. And out of weakness he shall be made strong, in that day when my work shall commence among all my people, unto the restoring thee, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. 14. And thus prophesied Joseph, saying, Behold, that seer will the Lord bless, and they that seek to destroy him shall be confounded. For this promise which I have obtained of the Lord, of the fruit of my loins, shall be fulfilled. Behold, I am sure of the fulfilling of this promise. 15. And his name shall be called after me, and it shall be after the name of his father. And he shall be like unto me, for the thing which the Lord shall bring forth by his hand, by the power of the Lord, shall bring my people unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 to 25. 19. And this greater priesthood administereth the gospel and holdeth the keys of the mysteries of the kingdom, even the key of the knowledge of God. 20. Therefore in the ordinances thereof the power of godliness is manifest. 21. And without the ordinances thereof and the authority of the priesthood, the power of godliness is not manifest unto men in the flesh. 22. For without this no man can see the face of God, even the Father, and live. 23. Now this Moses plainly taught to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and sought diligently to sanctify his people, that they might behold the face of God. 24. But they hardened their hearts and could not endure his presence. Therefore the Lord in his wrath for his anger was kindled against them, swore that they should not enter into his rest, while in the wilderness, which rest is the fullness of his glory. 25. Therefore he took Moses out of their midst, and the holy priesthood also. Doctrine and Covenant, section 88, verses 15 through 24. 15. And the spirit and the body are the soul of man. 16. And the resurrection from the dead is the redemption of the soul. 17. And the redemption of the soul is through him that quickeneth all things, in whose bosom it is decreed that the poor and the meek of the earth shall inherit it. 18. Therefore it must needs be sanctified from all unrighteousness, that it may be prepared for the celestial glory. 19. For after it hath filled the measure of its creation, it shall be crowned with glory even with the presence of God the Father. 20. That bodies who are of the celestial kingdom may possess it forever and ever. For this intent was it made and created, and for this intent are they sanctified. 21. And they who were not sanctified through the law which I have given unto you, even the law of Christ, must inherit another kingdom, even that of a terrestrial kingdom, or that of a telestial kingdom. 22. For he who was not able to abide the law of a celestial kingdom cannot abide a celestial glory. 23. And he who cannot abide the law of a terrestrial kingdom cannot abide a terrestrial glory. 24. And he who cannot abide the law of a telestial kingdom cannot abide a telestial glory. Therefore he is not meet for a kingdom of glory. Therefore he must abide a kingdom which is not a kingdom of glory. Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verse 29. Man was also in the beginning with God. Intelligence, or the light of truth, was not created or made, neither indeed can be. Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verse 23, 33, and 35. 23. The 12 traveling counselors are called to be the 12 apostles or special witnesses of the name of Christ in all the world, thus differing from other officers in the church in the duties of their calling. 33. The 12 are a traveling presiding high council to officiate in the name of the Lord under the direction of the presidency of the church, agreeable to the institution of heaven, to build up the church and regulate all the affairs of the same in all nations, first unto the Gentiles, and secondly unto the Jews. 35. The 12 being sent out, holding the keys, to open the door by the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and first unto the Gentiles, and then unto the Jews. Doctrine and Covenant, section 124, verses 37 through 42. 37. And again verily I say unto you, how shall your washings be acceptable unto me, except ye perform them in a house which you have built to my name? 38. For this cause I commanded Moses, that he should build a tabernacle, that they should bear it with them in the wilderness, and to build a house in the land of promise, that those ordinances might be revealed which had been hid from before the world was. 39. Therefore verily I say unto you, that your anointings and your washings and your baptisms for the dead, and your solemn assemblies and your memorials for your sacrifices by the sons of Levi, and for your oracles in your most holy places, wherein you receive conversations, and your statutes and judgments, for the beginning of the revelations, and foundation of Zion, and for the glory, honor, and endowment of all her municipals, are ordained by the ordinance of my holy house, which my people are always commanded to build unto my holy name. 40. And verily I say unto you, let this house be built unto my name, that I may reveal mine ordinances therein unto my people. 41. For I deign to reveal unto my church things which have been kept hid from before the foundation of the world, things that pertain to the dispensation of the fullness of times. 42. And I will show unto my servant Joseph all things pertaining to this house, and the priesthood thereof, and the place whereon it shall be built. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 16 through 18. 16. And now in relation to the baptism for the dead, I will give you another quotation of Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? 17. And again in connection with this quotation, I will give you a quotation from one of the prophets who had his eye fixed on the restoration of the priesthood, the glories to be revealed in the last days, and in an especial manner, this most glorious of all subjects belonging to the everlasting gospel, namely the baptism for the dead. For Malachi says, last chapter, verses 5 and 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. 18. I might have rendered a plainer translation to this, but it is sufficiently plain to suit my purpose as it stands. It is sufficient to know in this case that the earth will be smitten with a curse unless there is a welding link of some kind or other between the fathers and the children upon some subject or other. And behold, what is that subject? It is the baptism for the dead, for we without them cannot be made perfect, neither can they without us be made perfect. Neither can they nor we be made perfect without those who have died in the gospel also. For it is necessary in the ushering in of the dispensation of the fullness of times, which dispensation is now beginning to usher in, that a whole and complete and perfect union and welding together of dispensations and keys and powers and glory should take place, and be revealed from the days of Adam even to the present time. And not only this, but those things which never have been revealed from the foundation of the world, but have been kept hid from the wise and prudent, shall be revealed unto babes and sucklings, in this the dispensation of the fullness of times. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. The Father has a body of flesh and bones, as tangible as man's, the Son also. But the Holy Ghost has not a body of flesh and bones, but is a personage of spirit. Were it not so, the Holy Ghost could not dwell in us. End of the Scriptures relating to topic number 13. End of section 13. This generation shall have my word through you.